eviction. You cannot be evicted in Quebec without a judgment from the rental board. Allow me to repeat. You cannot be evicted in Quebec without a judgment from the rental board. Eviction can be granted for non-payment of rent or willfully damaging the unit. The rental board could evict you if you have been using the unit for something other than your residence. In all cases, a hearing and a judgment is required. You cannot be evicted simply on the landlord's say-so. Tenant information in Borough, Project Genesis. And you can call them at 514-738-2036. So this is simply a letter from the counselor of Côte-des-Neiges and Notre-Dame-de-Grâce, also known as NDG. And this is mostly for the unjustified rent increases and efforts to evict them in cases termed for rent evictions. Oh my gosh. Listen, just call 311. Let them know what borough you're living in, and they will let you know who you can call to help you. There are so many different organizations out there, nonprofit organizations that are here to help you build your case. There are even certain organizations that have somebody who will come with you. I don't know if they charge for that, but they will come with you at your hearing. So to those that have had to leave their home without even knowing about this, my heart goes out to you. But people, there's too much information out there for us to be blinded and ignorant to the facts. Learn your rights.
Through the wasteland.
What's up? Back. So I wanted to clarify a question that was asked the other day, whether Le Table Rond d'Histoire de Noirs sponsors Michelle. No. I am a strong supporter within the community, and especially when it comes to the Black community. And so at no price do I support and promote what is going on. I just feel that everybody should know what's going on, you know, within the community. However, we shall pay respect where it is due, right? Okay. Moving forward, what is going on this week? Black Wealth Media Streaming Platform Launch. So, Black Wealth Media invites you for its streaming platform launch event on our Facebook page, which is February 25th at 7 p.m. The program, the presentation of Black Wealth Media with the founder of the company, actor, director, and screenwriter Henry Pardo, and with the vice president, actress, and producer Maria Inger. There's going to be a presentation of the mentoring program, Black Ink, official release of the streaming platform and the film teasers, a question and answer period, and be ready for musical performances and other surprises. So about Black Wealth Media. Black Wealth Media is a Montreal-based company which develops and produces Afrocentric content. We then distribute on our web platform to encourage socially innovative networking within the film community and cultural diverse communities throughout Canada and internationally. Black Wealth Media has created a mentoring program in association with Black on Black Films and offers 40 Afro-descendant emerging artists the opportunity to make and promote Afrocentric short films under the guidance of film and media professionals. That's pretty wicked. And you better believe I will be there as I can. That is February 25th from 7 to 8:30. It's going to be bilingual, open to all, virtual, free, and it is going to be live on their Facebook page. This is Black Wealth Media. Let me also remind you of, okay, I just want to give a special shout out to the Black Theater Workshop and what they are doing. I just went on their site, and right before my eyes, I see 50 years of production, 93 artists mentored, 140 productions, and 1,500 plus Black artists hired, including myself. Shall they not get a Lifetime Achievement Award? Shall we? Shout out to Clarence Bain. Yes. So if you missed their Vision Gala this year, it took place on January 30th, but you can still check out their YouTube page, and there is still the streaming that is up there. And also check out their website for the what's going on for their whole theater schedule. And they also have this special section, which is In Conversation With, and that takes place every Thursday from 2 p.m. on Facebook Live and also their YouTube channel. Also, when we're talking about theater, the Atlanta Black Theater Company, you need to check out their website because they have a lot of events streaming for Black History Month. You have until February 28th to check out what they have up there, so don't miss out on that, okay? Also, what is going on February 28th? We have the Jaire Gospel Choir. I really hope I'm saying that right. From 1 to 3 on Sunday, and it is a free Zoom event. You just need to go and register. So they're talking about Black history and how gospel music was influenced by them. Also, February 28th. 7th, we have Montreal Steppers event. So they present The Route to Canada. That is going to be live on Facebook. Do check that out. And on the same night, WIPCA have their Young Gifted and Black event. I mean, it's the last week, guys. Everything is all going on the same week. If you missed my workshop, which was on Facebook Live, you can check out CDC Cote de Neige Facebook page, and I am up there live. So yeah, you can check out the dance workshop. I believe it's there for the rest of the month, and there will be more workshops to come. The audience was really pleased with it. It was well received, and it honestly felt really good to present this workshop. So I shall see you all there. See you online. There are more community conversations, how we heal ourselves and heal the community. So do check that out. Let me go on my calendar here. We are spiritual beings, which will be from 4 to 6. Yeah, you guys just Google, hashtag on Facebook, see what's going on. Check out on Instagram and see what's going on. Like, honestly, the virtual world is not all that we have, but it's the most of what we have. And there's too much freeness going on for excuses, and not just for what's going on in Montreal, but how the rest of the world celebrates Black History Month. Come on now. So keep it locked. Some more music on its way.
The production Nuit d'Afrique and TD Bank Group are proud to present a musical encounter between Africa and First Nation. Ming Mafrika, Jelly Tapa, and Anna Schneid on the stage of the National and broadcast live on the Nuit d'Afrique Facebook page Friday, February 26th at 8 p.m. More information on productionnuitdafrique.com.
The NDG Community Resilience Coalition invites you to a conversation with local Black business owners and entrepreneurs. We will explore their individual journeys, challenges, and successes. Additionally, we will talk about the impact of COVID times and possible resources and supports. When? February 28th at 7 p.m. Free entry on Zoom. The panelists will be Dr. Clarence Bain, Jackie Millington, Glenn Spence, and Ambrose Hamilton. All participants will have the opportunity to win a gift certificate from the businesses and creations of our guests. Celebrating Black entrepreneurs and businesses, exploring the demands of Black business ownership and ventures in NDG. As I advocate about standing up for tenant rights, I would like to shine light on Malcolm X, because on Sunday, February 21st, was his commemoration of his assassination. Let me read a little something about his biography. Malcolm X, born Malcolm Little, May 19th, 1925, was an African-American Muslim minister and human rights activist who was a popular figure during the civil rights movement. He's best known for his time spent as a vocal spokesman for the Nation of Islam. Malcolm spent his adolescence living in a series of foster homes or with relatives after his father's death and his mother's hospitalization. He engaged in several illicit activities and eventually being sentenced to 10 years in prison in 1946 for larceny and breaking and entering. In prison, he joined the Nation of Islam, adopted the name Malcolm X to symbolize his unknown African ancestral surname, and quickly became one of the organization's most influential leaders after being paroled in 1952. Malcolm X then served as the public face of the organization for a dozen years, where he advocated for Black empowerment, Black supremacy, and the separation of Black and white Americans, and publicly criticized the mainstream civil rights movement for its emphasis on nonviolence and racial integration. In the 60s, Malcolm X began to grow disillusioned with the Nation of Islam, as well as with the leader Elijah Muhammad. He subsequently embraced a Sunni Islam and the civil rights movement after completing the Hajj to Mecca and became known as El Hajj Malik El Shabazz. After a brief period of travel across Canada, he publicly renounced the Nation of Islam and founded the Islamic Muslim Mosque and the Pan-African Organization of Afro-American Unity. Throughout 1964, his conflict with the Nation of Islam intensified and he was repeatedly sent death threats. On February 21st, 1965, he was assassinated in New York City. Three Nation members were charged with the murder and given indeterminate life sentences. Speculation about the assassination and whether it was conceived or aided by leading or additional members of the Nation or with law enforcement agencies have persisted for decades after the shooting. Now, you got Netflix. Go and check out not just the many versions of Malcolm X or X, the biopics of him, but they also have a series where they very much dissect his assassination and we pretty much find out who did it and where they are today. So today's show, sir, is in your honor, Malcolm X.
Distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, friends and enemies. I want to point out first that I'm very happy to be here this evening, and I'm thankful for the invitation to come here to Detroit this evening. I was in a house last night that was bombed, my own. But it didn't destroy all my clothes at all, but you know what happens when fire dashes through. They get smoky. The only thing I could get my hands on before leaving was what I have on now. And it isn't something that made me lose confidence in what I'm doing, because my wife understands, and I have children from this size on down, and even in their young age, they understand. I think they would rather have a father or a brother or whatever the situation may be who will take a stand in the face of any kind of reaction from narrow-minded people rather than to compromise and later on have to grow up in shame and in disgrace. So I just ask you to excuse my appearance. I don't normally come out in front of people without a shirt and a tie. I guess that's somewhat a holdover from the Black Muslim movement, which I was in. And that's one of the good aspects of that movement. It teaches you to be very careful and conscious of how you look, which is a positive contribution on their part. But that positive contribution on their part is greatly offset by too many other liabilities. Before I get involved in anything nowadays, I have to straighten out my own position, and which is clear, I am not a racist in any form whatsoever. I don't believe in any form of racism. I don't believe in any form of discrimination or segregation. I believe in Islam. I'm a Muslim, and there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim, nothing wrong with the religion of Islam. That just teaches us to believe in Allah as the God, and those of you who are Christians probably believe in the same God. Because I think you believe in the God who created the universe, and that's the one we believe in, the one who created the universe. The only difference being, you call him God, and we call him Allah. Jews call him Jehovah. If you could understand Hebrew, you'd probably call him Jehovah too. If you could understand Arabic, you'd probably call him Allah. But since the white man, your friend, took your language away from you during slavery, the only language you know is his language, you know, your friend's language. So you call him, you call for the same God he calls for. When he's putting a rope around your neck, you call for God, and he calls for God. And you wonder why the one you call on never answers you. And when I was in the Black Muslim movement, they didn't have the real religion of Islam in that movement. It was something else. But the real religion of Islam doesn't teach anyone to judge another human being by the color of his skin. The yardstick that is used by the Muslim to measure another man is not the man's color, but the man's deeds, the man's conscious behavior, the man's intention. And when you use that as a standard of measurement or judgment, you never go wrong. But when you just judge a man because of the color of his skin, then you're committing a crime, because that's the worst kind of judgment. If you judge him just because he was a Jew, that's not as bad as judging him because he's black. Because a Jew can hide his religion. He can say he's something else, which a lot of them do that. They say they're something else. But the black man can't hide. When they start indicting us because of our color, that means we're indicted before we're born, which is the worst kind of crime that can be committed. Elijah Muhammad had taught us that the white man could not enter into Mecca in Arabia, and all of us who followed him, we believed it. And he said the reason he couldn't enter was because he's white and inherently evil, and it's impossible to change him. And the only thing that would change him is Islam, and he can't accept Islam because by nature he's evil. And therefore, by not being able to accept Islam and become a Muslim, he could never enter Mecca. And this is how he taught us. And, you know, and so when I got over there and went to Mecca and saw these people who blonde and blue-eyed and pale-skinned and all those things, I said, well, but I watched them closely, and I noticed that there was, though they were white, and they would call themselves white, there was a difference between them and the white one over here. And that basic difference was this. In Asia or the Arab world or in Africa, where the Muslims are, if you find one who says he's white, all he's doing is using an adjective which to describe something that's incidental about him, one of his incidental characteristics. So there's nothing else to it. He's just white. But when you get the white man over here in America and he says he's white, he means something else. You can listen to the sound of his voice when he says he's white. He means he's boss. That's right. That's what white means in this language. You know the expression, free, white, and 21. He made that up. He's letting you know all of them mean the same. White means free, boss. He's up there. So that when he says he's white, he has a little different sound in his voice. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Despite the fact that I saw that Islam was a religion of brotherhood, I also had to face reality. And when I got back into this American society, I'm not in a society that practices brotherhood. I'm in a society that might preach it on Sunday, but they don't practice it on any day. And so since I could see that America itself is a society where there is no brotherhood, and that this society is controlled primarily by racists and segregationists, and it is, this is a society whose government doesn't hesitate to inflict the most brutal form of punishment and oppression upon dark-skinned people all over the world. To wit, right now, what's going on in and around Saigon and Hanoi and in the Congo and in elsewhere. They are violent when their interests are at stake. But that, with all of that violence that they display at the international level, when you and I want just a little bit of freedom, we're supposed to be nonviolent. They're violent. They're violent in Korea, they're violent in Germany, they're violent in the South Pacific, they're violent in Cuba, they're violent wherever they go. But when it comes time for you and me to protect ourselves against lynchers, they tell us to be nonviolent. We should defend ourselves. And when I say that we should defend ourselves against the violence of others, they use their press skillfully to make the world think that I'm calling on violence, period. And I wouldn't call on anybody to be violent without a cause. But I think the black man in this country, above and beyond people all over the world, will be more justified when he stands up and starts to protect himself, no matter how many necks he has to break and heads he has to crack. I saw in the paper where they, on the television, where they took this black woman down in Selma, Alabama, and knocked her right down on the ground, dragging her down the street. You saw it. You're trying to pretend like you didn't see it because you knew you should have done something about it and didn't. It showed the sheriff and his henchmen throwing this black woman on the ground. On the ground. And Negro men standing around doing nothing about it, saying, well, let's overcome them with our capacity to love. What kind of phrase is that? Overcome them with our capacity to love. And then it disgraces the rest of us because all over the world, the picture is flashed showing a black woman with some white brutes with their knees on her, holding her down, and black, full-grown black men standing around watching it. Why, you are lucky they let you stay on earth, much less stay in the country. When I saw it, I dispatched a wire to Rockwell. Rockwell was one of the agitators down there. Rockwell, this Lincoln Rockwell. And the wire said, in essence, that this is to warn him that I am no longer held in check from fighting white supremacists by Elijah Muhammad's separatist black Muslim movement, and that if Rockwell's presence in Alabama causes harm to come to Dr. King or any other black person in Alabama who's doing nothing other than trying to enjoy their rights, then Rockwell and his Ku Klux Klan friends would be met with maximum retaliation from those of us who are not handcuffed by this nonviolent philosophy. And I haven't heard from Rockwell since. And brothers and sisters, if you and I would just realize that once we learn to talk the language that they understand, they will then get the point. You can never reach a man if you don't speak his language. If a man speaks the language of brute force, you can't come to him with peace. Why, good night. He'll break you in two, as he has been doing all along. If a man speaks French, you can't speak to him in German. If he speaks Swahili, you can't communicate with him in Chinese. You have to find out, what does this man speak? And once you know his language, you learn how to speak his language. And he'll get the point. There'll be some dialogue, some communication, and some understanding will be developed. And you've been in this country long enough to know the language the Klan speaks. They only know one language. And what you and I have to start doing in 1965, I mean, that's what you have to do, because most of us already been doing it, is start learning a new language. Learn the language that they understand. And then when they come upon our doorstep to talk, we can talk. And they will get the point. There'll be a dialogue. There'll be some communication. And I'm quite certain there will then be some understanding. Why? Because the Klan is a cowardly outfit. They have perfected the art of making Negroes be afraid. And as long as the Negro's afraid, the Klan is safe. But the Klan itself is coward. They never come, one of them never come after one of you. They all come together. Sure, they're scared of you. And you sit there when they put the rope around your neck saying, forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do. As long as they've been doing it, they're experts at it. They know what they're doing. No, since the federal government has shown that it isn't going to do anything about it but talk, then it is a duty. It's your and my duty as men, as human beings. It's our duty to our people to organize ourselves and let the government know that if they don't stop that Klan, we'll stop it ourselves. And then you'll see the government start doing something about it. But don't ever think that they're going to do it just on some kind of morality basis. No. We only mean vigorous action in self-defense. And that vigorous action, we feel, we're justified in initiating by any means necessary. And when we say this, the press calls us racists in reverse. With skillful manipulating of the press, they're able to make the victim look like the criminal, and the criminal look like the victim. Right now, when in New York, we had a couple cases where police grabbed the brother and beat him unmercifully, and then charged him with assaulting them. They use the press to make it look like he's the criminal and they're the victim. This is how they do it. And if you study how they do it here, then you'll know how they do it over here. It's the same game going all the time. And if you and I don't awaken and see what this man is doing to us, then it'll be too late. They may have the gas ovens already built before you realize that they're hot.
Generations of good people and cycles of poverty. It bothers me, so I ask myself, I say, are you doing as much as you can for the struggle? Am I doing as much as I can for the struggle? Then why do I cry when my people are in trouble? My ancestors slapped me in the face and said, if you're dumb and told me to get on up. Marcus Garvey said to me, bring you get on up. My brother Malcolm X need our name more. It ain't like we never seen blood before. Come on, let's talk revolution now. One Malcolm has one shot him. I see tears cause now it seems that we've forgot him. I see years of people searching for solutions, restitutions, excuses. No more, no more confusion. Come on, let's talk right, let's talk right. Talk up, but don't talk up all night. It's gotta be action if you want satisfaction. If not for yourself or the young ones, the UN, the US, we can't allow ya to tell us to get it together. It's not as important as getting Bosnia. I ain't with it, just forget it. We can't even debate if you don't understand our situation. Come on. You don't want us to go get a gun now, do you? Come on. You don't like to see people running around now. Yet still you want to live like 90210 while we scream out, yo! My grandmothers ago, we are wasted. You must acquire a taste for something we've never tasted. So people, let us wet our palates. It's either the bullet or the ballot. Come now, revolution.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.
Martin Luther King once said, the violence is the voice of the unheard, and we just trying to be heard.
I just want to do God's will.
For the struggle, I come from the gutter, the east side of town where niggas been colors. Where niggas be shooting or running for cover. Don't have any friends, my niggas, my brothers. You know how it go. Niggas, they come and they go. What happened done happened before. And you already know. Police is running the show. Cause niggas be breaking the code. The system is crooked. Don't get caught up in the play. It's too late when you in the cell. They give you the work, then they just put you away. History repeating the tale. They talking prevention like they wanna help us advance. Like they wanna give us a chance. Then go on a trance. When brothers be riding their bands, like it doesn't make any sense. It's a sin when you black. Gotta get it in when you black. They don't wanna see you win when you black. You damn when you black. You better in the pen when you black. Stay cooler than the fan when you black. Can't lose when you black. You know they get amused when you black. They'll put you in the news when you black. Don't snooze when you black. Better get tools when you black. It's a different set of rules when you black. They want us to lose it, they want us to tussle. They banning our music, they want us to hustle. They hate what we say, they hate who we be. Everything we say is everything we see. Everything we see is everything we live in. We want it, we say it, cause nothing is given. Man,
all I wanna say is that they don't really care about us.
We are within our rights and with justice, with justification, when we express doubt concerning the ability of the white man to solve our problem, and also when we express doubt concerning his integrity, concerning his sincerity, because you will have to confess that the problem has been around here for a long time, and whites have been saying the same thing about it for the past 100 years, and it's no nearer a solution today than it was 100 years ago.
I'm rocking that black on black is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black, black whip with this black gear chain. So black on black on black on black on
black. Black, black, black on black. Black, my thoughts so black. Black, black on black. My skin is so black. I'm rocking all black. Everything is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels black, black, in this black, black whip with this black gear chain.
Black, 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 black,
black on black on black on black on.
Hey. Black out the coupe. Hop out the roof when I run into you. Thoughts black as the dark side of the moon. Won't be no truce. Won't be no truce. At your funeral in an all black suit. Couple white girls rocking all black too. Me and man marching in all black boots. Call up the troops, call up the troops. Punch you in the mouth, then knock out your tooth. I can tell when they not telling the truth. Talking that shit, nigga, what you gon' do? What you gon' do? What you gon' do? Back and I'm black and I'm acting brand new. Niggas in the back like, oh word. Diamonds all black like, fuck what you heard. Fuck what you heard. Fuck what you heard. Spilling some Hennessy black on the curb. Just for the memory of the deceased. When I black out, I've awakened the beast. What it's gon' be? What it's gon' be? You don't wanna fuck with a nigga like me. Bet you never seen motherfuckers so black. Nigga, I'm black on black on black on black on black.
Black, black, black on black. Black, my thoughts so black, 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 I'm black. My skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black,
black
wheel with this black gear.
Black,
so black on black on black on black on
black. Black, 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 black on skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels black, in this black, black whip with this black, black beer chain.
I feel like Trayvon with this black hoodie on. Huey P. Newton, black revolution. I'm with a Nubian queen and some illegal aliens. I got a black fist balled up and it ain't just me, it's all us. 400 years of oppression, I'm about to give me that black Tesla. Black skid marks on the pavement, cops wanna see me in a black cage. Black on black on black, Master Juba with the tap dance. Gucci with the dapper dance, tell them kiss my black ass. Riding on a dyno with the black mags. Just another black man trying to stay up out the cask. Yeah, black don't crack, matter of fact, where the fuck are 40 acres at? We black on black on black on black on black. Black, black, black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black, black wheel with this black beard. Black, so black on black on black on black on
black. Black, black, black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on these black, black wheels black, in this black, black wheel with this black, black beard. Black, so black on black on black on black.
This kid black, Tim's black, hill tracks like I'm 6 black. Hair blacker than black, lips black, even my dick black. Granddad Irish, Trinidad, guess I am half.
I gotta go to Ancestry.com.
I think about the black. The police ain't about the black. He's still a pig even though he black. Willie got a lynch head in that. If you black, you dead in that. Strange fruit hang from a tree. On the leaves is red in that. Do it right like a Garveyite. Africa, I'm heading back. Niggas in the street, black on black. Killing with the heat. Cut off his feet.
Put him in the shack.
Manta moves up and had the cash. Mix blacks to dilute black. Don't want blacks to produce blacks. Take black and they boot that. Orange is the new black.
Black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black, black wheel with this black beard. Black, so black on black on black on black on
black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black, black wheel with this black beard. Black on black, beard, black, so black on black on black on black on
black. Black, black, black. Black on black, black.
Yeah. I'm
made
in
America.
You so black? Ooh, you so black. When you smile, the stars come out. You so black when you born, the God come out. Black as night. Black as dirt. Black as a boot. Black as a hearse. Black to the earth. Black at last and black at first. Black unrehearsed. Black uninvested. Black uninvited. Black ill-requested. Black interested. Black entertained. Black in something special, baby. Black just the same. Black like your mamas and black like your daddies. Black like you want me and black like you could never have me. Black and inconvenient. Black with the burden of proof. Black until proven innocent. Black with the built-in truth. Black and blue. Black and substance abuse. Black with the life that matters. Black with hands up, don't shoot. Black with lead in my water. Black in a subpar school. Black and pipeline to prison. Black single mothers with children. Black and caught up in the system. Black and tired of the division of being black and broke. Black and poor. Black and bleeding. Black before black was needing social media. Black as bland. Back to Africa and black again. Black as Panthers, black as Angela and Asada, black as Betty and Coretta's sons and daughters, black as pyramids, black as mathematics, black as melanized, black as magic, black as televised, black as in need of drastic, black advancement, black enhances, black with chances, black with privilege, black with pride, black on purpose, on the black hand side, black and beautiful, black and blessed, and highly favored, black and blessed, black and so much more, black and nothing less, black and educated, black and dangerous. You know, blacks with education is the most dangerous. Black is brilliant, black is strong, black is resilient, black is song, black is hip hop, black is space, black is infinite, black is grace, black is love, black makes babies, black babies grow up, black is so tough, black is so hard to do, black is me, black is you, black is not something you choose. Black is something you cherish. Black is something you wear and you rock it with honor. I'm black like my granddaddy and my great-great-great-great-grandmama. Back to the black first farmer of black soil and black seed. Black as you need, black as you breathe, black as you believe, black as you love. Black has always been enough. Black is all of the above. Black is lift every voice and sing. Black is letting our freedom ring and resound. Black is color, adjective, adverb, and noun. Black is crown. Black is clean. So to the black is all everlasting. To the black in passing. And every shade of black in between. Matter of fact, anywhere you believe your black to at all be applicable. Baby, you so black, you transcend the physical. Black is original. You so black, ooh, you so black. When you smile, the stars come out. You so black, when you born, the God come out.
All right, y'all. So that very much sums up my fourth edition of Heal, Black Girl Heal on CKUT during Black History Month. But do stay tuned on my Instagram, I am Miss Ben, where I will be continuing more episodes of Heal, Black Girl, Heal. I'm not just talking about my traumas. I'm done with that. Talked about it, y'all. It has been pretty draining, actually, to relive those moments. And then when I'm doing the editing and it's like just constantly hearing it over and over and being triggered here and there. However, what COVID has done for me has enlightened me, has strengthened me, has healed me, has forced me to heal and acknowledge those that have been there for me during those times, aware or completely unaware of what I've been going through. So in the upcoming shows, I'll be talking about methods of healing, what works, what doesn't work, introduce you to practitioners that provide this work for our community worldwide and also right here locally in Montreal. So thank you. Thank you for being here throughout my journey. Listening to my ranting, and also for the private messages that I've received of encouragement. Please do not let my words fall on deaf ears. Do not let these situations happen to yourself and those around you. Thank you to CKUT for providing this platform and allowing me the freedom to say what I want, play what I want. Y'all be safe out there. Let your loved ones know that you do love them. And keep it locked on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You look at me like I'm unfamiliar. Acting brand new like you never knew that you liked them thick. I've been carrying this weight in a world beneath these braids, and I'm confused. Would you take the pain that came with all the parts you wanna claim for you? You want my thighs, you want my stride, but not this melanin. You want my hair, but you don't care for this complexion. Cover up when you told me I wasn't right for you.
It wasn't hard to believe, 'cause when I watched TV, I would never see a leading lady look like me. Familiar package with less pigment, I nicknamed, it's just reality. You want my thighs, you want my stride, but not this melanin. You want my
drum, okay, well, I decided to sit down and write a little something. But I said, geez, I haven't seen my friend in such a long time. Then I said, oh, you know what? You should listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And then you wouldn't miss me so much. Should I do another one?
No.
No? Okay.
There is this thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.
Hi, welcome back to Unfit to Print. This is CKUT on 90.3 FM, broadcasting not live, but still from Montreal. My name is Amy Lloyd.
And I'm Maya Ibbotson.
Today we broadcast from the Geojagay, the traditional territory of the Haudenosaunee and the Anishinaabe Nations.
Unfit's feature today focuses on evictions. We talked about this subject last year, so if you want to go into our archives and give that episode a listen, feel free. We are finally back on Apple Podcasts, so you can find the episode there. However, today we're going to be talking more specifically about the intersectionality between COVID, lockdowns, and housing insecurity. We'll be following up on Montreal's eviction moratorium, which was instated last summer, And we're also going to be looking at how the municipal government is still not doing enough to address Montreal's housing insecurity, especially in regards to issues like rent evictions and gentrification. We're also going to talk about McGill Housing and how recent controversy has led to major news outlets covering students being kicked out of McGill's own residences for violating the extremely strict rules in place. We will include some resources from housing advocates and talk about how to demand a solution for housing insecurity as well. We're going to issue a